free. 220 others are not. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. One of the two elderly Israeli hostages Hamas set free, Yocheved Lifshitz, says through a translator they gave them food and medicine and treated them well, but their kidnapping was brutal.
They blew up the fence. Dozens stormed our houses, hit the people and kidnapped people like me. There's no difference between young or old men or women. It was very, very painful.
And both husbands of the two freed Israeli women are still being held captive by Hamas, but a Hamas leader claims they're not hostages and that Israeli attacks in Gaza have killed 22 of those held captive. Those bombings continue. Fox's Trey Yinks near the border.
Overnight, the Israelis ramped up their airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, more than 400 targets of Hamas and Islamic Jihad.
Palestinians claim those bombings killed another 700 people. It's now more than 5,000 civilians killed in the war as Hamas keeps firing rockets back.
It's difficult because you have these militants living among that civilian population and fighting this war from civilian areas. And it's incredibly challenging for the Israeli military as they respond.
House Republicans will get together in an hour to yet again consider who should be speaker. Fox's Ryan Schmelz at the Capitol.
With a crowded field of eight candidates vying for the job, the big question is, can any of them get the 217 votes needed to become speaker? Congressman Don Bacon says yes.
I think people are so discouraged by what's happened the last 3 weeks that they want to come together.
Jim Jordan dropped his bid after three attempts, in which he lost more votes each time. Majority Leader Steve Scalise didn't even go to the floor because he lacked the votes.
It's been 3 weeks since House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was voted out. An Alaska Airlines pilot is charged with reckless endangerment and attempted murder, accused of trying to shut the engines off on a flight from Washington State to San Francisco Sunday when Joseph Emerson was off duty but sitting in the cockpit on the flight. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. The Fed creates and pops bubbles using interest rate manipulation. Why put the value of your IRA or 401k at their mercy? This is why I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To get a free info kit from Birch Gold, text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898. Do it now and protect your savings.
There's renewed concern about the Israeli-Hamas war here in the U.S. at our southern border.
The memo from a Customs and Border Protection intelligence office obtained by Fox News warns that individuals inspired by or reacting to the current Israel-Hamas conflict may try to cross the border into the U.S. It specifically mentions Hamas, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and Hezbollah. Agents are warned to watch for single military-aged males from the region. Just 3 days ago, CBP reported they encountered 169 people on the terror watch list in the fiscal year that ended October 1st. That's more than the last 6 years combined. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A former National Security Agency worker has pleaded guilty to trying to sell classified information to Russia, caught by an undercover FBI agent.
Federal prosecutors agreed not to ask for more than 22 years in prison for a 31-year-old Jarrett Dahlke when he sentenced in April. Dahlke told that agent he wanted to cause change after questioning the United States' role in causing damage to the world, but he also said he was $237,000 in debt, according to court documents. John Saucier, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before today's trading. A Major League Baseball team that's never won the World Series has a chance this year.
The Texas Rangers are off to the Fall Classic for the first time in 12 years. Game 7 in Houston last night, the Rangers hit four home runs at Minute Maid Park, two by ALCS Most Valuable Player Adolis Garcia, who went deep for a fifth game in a row. Game 7 never in question. It was 8-2 Texas. By the end of the fourth inning, the final score, Rangers 11, Astros 4.
That's Fox's Jared Banks. The Rangers will play either the Phillies or the Diamondbacks. Arizona forced to Game 7 tonight in the National League Championship Series, beating Philadelphia 5-1 on Monday Night Football, Minnesota 22, San Francisco 17. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A Springfield man headed to federal prison for charges related to a COVID relief fund scam. 33-year-old Philip Lovelace Jr. scamming more than $40,000 in relief funds and unemployment from the state of Arizona. Lovelace was found out when it was determined he had no qualifying business and wasn't eligible for unemployment. An Urbana family displaced after a kitchen fire this week. Urbana fire crews responded to the home near South Lynn Street and Crestwood Drive before 2 in the afternoon. The fire out in less than 10 minutes, but it took 4 engines and a ladder truck to extinguish the flames. Good news, nobody hurt. Firefighters looking into the cause. The Fighting Illini sitting at 3-5 after a collapse in Saturday's game against the Wisconsin Badgers. Illini were in the driver's seat heading into the fourth quarter, up 21-7. The Illini gave up 18 points to the Badgers in the fourth. They lost with a final score of 25-21. There's just a few more games to go in the season. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, Jim Miller, thank you. It's Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Brother Johnny's in town.
How hey, nice Stevie, to good you. To see you too. Oh, Diane, hey. It's nice to be up here in Fido.
Nice.
And here's Mr. Meteorologist friend Greg Solier. Tom Kane finishes harvest yesterday, so he's done.
Okay.
And so
good.
Yeah, because you got some rain in your forecast, Mr. Meteorologist.
Hey, Greg, I gotta tell you, our river's drying up. We gotta get some rain up.
Oh, yes.
Up here in New Orleans, Stevie. We can't get our barges. We gotta get some rain
Mississippi?
Up.
Mississippi? The mighty Mississippi.
The Mississippi Delta? Valley has been dry, and our meteorologist can vouch for me. We need rain coming down the river.
Oh, boy. All right, so our weather brought.
Brought
to you by Carl.
Okay, Carl says they've got the flu shots, COVID vaccinations, and a guide for care recommendations to make you feel better faster. Visit carl.org.
All right, Mr. Meteorologist, what you seeing out there, buddy?
Well, to answer Johnny's question, abnormally dry. Matter of fact, they're kind of at the epicenter down there in Louisiana of some of the worst drought conditions really anywhere across the country, parts of Texas as well, you know, parts of the upper Midwest. But it's like, you know, 85% of Louisiana's pastures or soils are dried out or in poor shape. Two problems with that, obviously, the trickle-down effect of Mississippi River water levels and rains to the north. And there's been an absence completely, really, of any significant tropical features of the central Gulf. You normally get some of those remnant rains down there. Those didn't even materialize, and the atmosphere was so hot and so capped down there, a good part of the summertime season could make any of those afternoon thunderstorms. So that's the soup to nuts on that. We do have a little remnant circulation from the eastern Pacific, would you believe, in Oklahoma and Texas. That's Norma. That, the cold front, the northern branch of the jet. Yeah, get it done while you may, where you can, and the best you can out there. Safety first. We'll get another window here. We're going to have to wait, though, probably beyond the first week to 10 days of November to get back out there, apart from the next couple of days. 56 now, Willard and Savoy. Later on today, go out and get the extended lunch hour at 77, 80 south of Champaign County. South wind picks on up in a partly cloudy sky. Could be a shower after midnight tonight. Mild at 60. Tomorrow, breezy, mild, some shower activity in the morning. Lesser chance tomorrow afternoon. Highs up to 73. We're back into a shower thunderstorm outbreak in spots. Late tomorrow night, early Thursday, and again, late in the day Thursday. But dry hours in between, 76 there. The rains pick up here with showers and thunderstorms Friday. The high close to 80. We cool to the 60s. More shower activity Saturday afternoon. Some periods of rain Sunday, lower 60s there. Not out of the 50s with a couple of rain showers Monday. Finally get some dry time here next Tuesday and Wednesday, but only 45 to 50 for afternoon highs. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
I can't identify her except to say presidential historian. Mean it would take a half an hour to read your curriculum vitae or whatever that thing.
A litany of accolades.
Just executive dean, public policy, and, you know, she's a learned one in Hofstra University, Long Island. How are you, Dr. Bowes?
I am great, Stevie J. Thank you for that kind introduction. How are you?
Kind introduction? I can't read it. It's just... I won the layup championship plaque in sixth grade. That's about all I got on mine.
Yeah.
Well, I was a finalist in the spelling bee, so there you go.
For which? Finalist for what?
Spelling bee. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. What was the word? Do you still remember the word that bumped you out? Or?
Yeah, I do. Vinaigrette.
Vinaigrette.
Dang it.
For the salad dressing, I forgot the I after the A.
Oh, Oh, man.
It's tricky.
Well, this is my brother, brother Johnny.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. It's nice, nice to talk to both of you.
Actually, he was, I think, the first Armenian to run for senator in Louisiana back in the day, a long time ago, against John Bro. The five guys, Johnny finished second.
Wow.
Well, I was trying to fly in on Ross Perot's coattails. But,
Ross Perot.
92. Yeah. 92 or 96? Yeah, wow.
Well, it's me and Bose, and I haven't shared this with you. I have to my audience a number of times, but I just have this fantasy of getting in front of a joint session of Congress and saying, ladies and gentlemen, you are all patriots. But I have to let you all go. I have to let you all go.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
So sorry, we really love you. We've started a new policy here. It's called term limits. We're going to get Bob over at the pharmacy to serve for 10 years, and then he's going to go back and get his pharmacy job.
Right.
Mina, this is just out of hand. It's absolutely, come on, man.
It's a little chaotic, yes. And I don't know that it's, I hesitate to make predictions ever since 2000 and 2016, ever since those presidential elections. But I think it's very unlikely that there will be a Speaker of the House today. It could be in the next couple of weeks.
Well, how are they ever going to coalesce around one person? And then why would it ever stick? Because if one guy can call for a vote,
That's what I think. It's going to last 2 weeks if they do get a speaker.
Yeah, there you go.
You just call for the vote.
Possibly. I mean, it could be that someone gets chosen, funds another continuing resolution, gets enough votes to do that, and then is knocked out again. If they keep that rule that one person,
right, they got to get rid of that.
Why would they give that up? You got power. Matt Gaetz has power. I mean, you call for the vote?
Yeah.
I mean, why would you ever give it up because you can't get my vote? I don't know. I don't ever see them coalescing around one person. The Democrats, the Democrats are like the gorilla glue. They're like Velcro. They'll never go off of the party line. And unbelievable.
No, right. It's showing a lot. And this is a bad campaign strategy for the Republican Party going, I mean, apart from the here and now, going into 2024, there's a primary debate in, I think, Miami on November 8th. This is going to look pretty bad if the situation's not resolved by then.
You got to give them credit, though. The Republicans have been a stellar at bad campaign strategy. So this is right.
Indeed.
This is a good one. This is
all right. I now propose a brand new name. Just popped into my head. Robert Kennedy Jr.
All right.
Seriously, this is the second time I've heard that name mentioned this morning. And you'd like this, Stevie J. My students brought this up a couple weeks ago. We had a long discussion.
I mean, you'd never get the progressives with him, but you would certainly get some Democrats and you certainly get some Republicans. And when Robert Kennedy Jr. sounds good to me, do you know how far left thing has gone?
Well, he's been reasonable about some things, but I got to tell you, too, it's amazing how, to me, that you can pick anybody. It doesn't have to be a member of the House to be our speaker.
Johnny, you could be the speaker. Mina could be the speaker.
Well, actually, either of you, too, but
there we go.
Wants the job? Maybe someone who's already in D.C. should do it.
You just have to woo Matt Gaetz, who didn't call for the vote, and just smooze him. That's what you do, schmooze him.
Well, he has the power to destroy, but I don't know if he has the power to build a coalition. You know, it's a little harder to get people united. And as far as Robert Kennedy for the presidential race, the two words I would say is spoiler candidate.
Well,
it doesn't work well for either of the major parties.
Well, it looks like he's taking more votes from Trump.
That's hard to predict, but that's what they're thinking now. I think that, it's just going to be interesting.
I think the Kennedy name and affiliation with the Democratic Party could be a problem for Democrats as well. I mean, the nature of our system is designed for two parties, and third parties haven't been elected to the White House. Even in the Congress have typically been independents who caucus with one of the two big parties.
Right.
Well, I mean, it could be the first guy since Bill Clinton to get like 41% and be president. But didn't he get 43 and 48 or something the second time?
43 and 49, 92 and 96. Yeah. He's a pro. Pro factor.
But Kennedy will draw a lot of the maybe Republican independents and moderate Republicans.
His views on vaccines are controversial. I think if this campaign actually takes off, I don't know that he'll have the staying power of a Ralph Nader or, Perot was such a different candidate so out of the blue. I don't know. It's definitely a possibility. He certainly is connecting, and particularly with younger voters too, which surprised me. But I think that is a frustration with the two parties right now.
I don't know how many people realize Nader may have given Bush the presidency
in 2000.
Yeah,
he got 2.4%. Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Well, that was, you remember, it's 1,200 votes.
Right. Well, I mean, there are a lot of people in my audience that don't know who Ross Perot is. Yeah. I mean, it's
right.
Larry, look at the charts. It's all about the volunteers, Larry. I mean, Larry King made him. It was unbelievable. It was on CNN, and he was on, and it had that parted hair, and for a moment he was leading.
Yeah,
he was right.
Well, he quit. Remember?
He quit because of the wedding. They said they were going to try.
Right?
His daughter's wedding. Yeah, and then he came back.
And then came back.
Got 19%.
Yeah.
Now, Larry,
no
electoral college, a big sucking sound,
exactly,
Larry.
Exactly, NAFTA,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I
mean,
I remember that.
Yeah. No, it's going to be interesting. But what that means for the House right now, I think this is going to be a long day on Capitol Hill, and I don't think it's going to bring – I don't think it will bring a substantive result, but it may push some of the different factions within the Republican Party towards some form of resolution, maybe getting enough voter members to vote present so that someone can get to a majority. But who that person is, I don't know. It seems as though the ones who have kind of the more of the mainstream Republican support are doing the best, but they don't have enough to get to 217 right now. So, you know, I guess it's Tom Emmer, right, the Republican whip, who's a front runner, but has the same issues that Steve Scalise did. So I don't know.
It seems to me if Steve Scalise, who I know pretty well, couldn't get it, and I know he's just well liked, then nobody can.
There's
nobody better liked than him, and he's not good enough. So I don't know what to tell you.
All right, Mina, we appreciate you. It's Mina Bose, B-O-S-E, as in she created also that radio that's really good.
Oh, no, sadly, but it's only.
That's what I heard. Okay, finally, trivia question, since you're a presidential historian.
Uh-oh.
Name the only bachelor in the White House ever.
James Buchanan.
She's right. It's the 15th president of the United States. You win!
That
you win!
Grover Cleveland got married in the White House. So.
There you go.
Wasn't he right after Andrew Jackson? Was it Buchanan after Jackson?
Buchanan was right before
the Civil War.
It was right before. It was after
1857.
Franklin Pierce. I think Franklin Pierce was 14 or Millard Fillmore. Fillmore was 13.
And Lincoln was 16
right
after Buchanan.
But
Buchanan was the only president from Pennsylvania.
How about that?
And
how about this? His great nephew painted my house. He said,
wow.
the guy, Buck was his name. Buck and Pete came over. This is 25 years ago. He said, my brother and his brothers, my dad and my great-great-grandfather's brothers came over, and one of them was present. I said, what? He says, James Buchanan. And then he had a toothpick in his mouth, and he kind of shook his head. Didn't much like the job.
I think that, well, it was a tough time to be governing. No, I did not know that about Buchanan, so I learned something. Thank you, Stevie J.
Well, next visit I'll have another fantastic presidential trivia. Since you are a presidential historian, you
can
drop these in your class. I told Mina I'd be in the front row, and she'd say, could you leave, please?
Right.
No, never.
Well, Mina, Steve can recite the presidents all the way through.
Well, you know 1 through 46. Biden. You know them all, don't you? If you pick a number between 1 and 46, you'd know it.
I don't.
I've been teaching for a long time, so I should. The vice presidents are the harder one, and I have some students who have really specialized in that.
Wow. Vice presidents are really difficult because nobody really remembers them. okay, Mina, appreciate your time. Always a pleasure.
Great to talk with both of you.
Right,
thank you.
Right,
I look forward to continuing.
All right, okay. All right, Dr. Mina Bose out in Long Island, New York, ESPN 93.5. Okay, so we're going to break. We'll be right back. We will get you your Fox Business Minute. I don't know what the market's been, 33,000, 35,000. Really haven't kept track. Some people are calling for a major correction at some point. I don't know.
We always talk about a major correction. Yeah,
40%.
And eventually it will happen. So.
Yeah, right. That's right. You keep saying it. Okay, we'll be right back. It is ESPN 93.5. This is the 24th of October, Halloween, a week from today.
Mike Small extended through 2029 for Illinois Golf.
Absolutely. Great play. We'll be back in a moment. Fox Business next. ESPN 93.5. Coming up on 7:26. That's 7:20.
PNC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways Banking Options at Busey are designed with your goals in mind. Busey Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Busey, your partner in building business and growing wealth since 1868. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
General Motors managed to make a $3.1 billion profit in the recent quarter, even though it's dealing with a strike from the UAW. Earnings were down about 7% from a year ago. The automaker says the strike is draining about $200 million a week from its bottom line. It's also paying more for warranty repairs to cars. GM also says it is seeing softer demand for electric vehicles, so it is scrapping its self-imposed target for the number of EVs it will produce through the middle of next year. Coca-Cola and General Electric both reported better-than-expected earnings for the summer quarter. Chevron and Hess are merging, but the iconic Hess toy truck will keep rolling. Hess executives tell Barron's the company intends to keep selling the trucks online. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
The Fearless and Proud podcast series looks at acts of bravery and strength by women. And in this first season, we look at women who played important roles in the Civil War as soldiers, spies, and battlefield nurses. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts via Apple Podcasts, and Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helped me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team. And I have a TV question.
Shoot.
I was watching a game at a friend's house, and the picture was okay, but the sound was terrible.
What's the question?
The TVs in your store all sounded really good. What was wrong with my friends?
Well, probably nothing. We have soundbars and surround systems hooked up to our TVs because most flat TVs are too skinny to accommodate good speakers. Now, the Sony OLEDs are the exception. They don't need soundbars.
What makes them so different?
Sony calls it acoustic surface audio, and it's a Sony exclusive. Sound comes directly from the screen. There's mini woofers behind the screen that give body to the sound. Voices are clear, and that's a big help when you get older. You don't need the expense or extra space that a soundbar takes up. Other companies just use dinky speakers that point down at the table.
So, with acoustic surface audio, TV sounds good by itself? Can I hear the fans yelling?
Well, yeah, it's noisy on the floor.
Fans yell when I take the court. I want to know what they're saying.
Oh, boy.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Should we leave it in the garage for now?
Go ahead, leave it in the garage for now.
You can leave that stuff there just for now, or schedule 2 Men in a Truck junk removal to come out and remove it for you. 2 Men in a Truck has multiple solutions. If the just for now stuff isn't needed, we can junk it. If it's items you need later, we can store the just for now stuff until later. Has your just for now become more than you anticipated? 2 Men in a Truck has solutions for your residential and commercial junk removal at 2Men Champagne.
All right, it is 7:23, ESPN 93.5. So, a little known trivia. Of course, we've been following the relationship of Travis Kelce and that woman.
Taylor Swift.
That's her name.
Mm-hmm.
Most probably as well known of a name in the world today as Anyway, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift even caught a smooch on the cheek, and so people were thinking, this is just all PR.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Apparently, it's a thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she'd go to the games as many times as she's gone.
With a Kansas City jersey, sitting next to his mom.
No,
and anyway, one of her bodyguards had to leave because he's a member of the Israeli Defense Force.
So he went to fight.
He went to fight, and he was one of the top bodyguards that she had, and people like Taylor Swift, they never see it in the pictures, but there are people around him all the time.
Yeah, sure.
Well, she's at Elvis levels, I think, in terms of just
popularity.
She's got a movie. You go to the movie theater, Johnny, it's 3 hours long, and they encourage people to dance.
Yeah, Eras Tour.
I don't want to go to the theater. Would you want to go to a theater and have people jump up and down around you and clap?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a...
That's
all
what
about
you
the,
expect.
I don't
though.
Want. I'm in a movie.
Anytime I've been to a concert movie, we've always been up and moving.
Yeah. Well, it's about the weather for me. I'll be there as soon as hell freezes over.
I see.
So, it's a weather issue.
I mean, if your granddaughter asked you to take
No, you make a good point.
There. If your granddaughter, but you wouldn't go on your own.
No, but I probably would be talked into easily. No, it's quite a phenomenon. And you notice that she has never really had the big drop-off, rehab, blah-da-da.
Yeah,
she's been
solid.
Mm-hmm.
And her songs are actually, I mean, I like her songs.
I like some of her songs. If I could recommend one thing for her, stay apolitical. Don't go one, because Barbara Streisand did that.
I got a feeling she will. She's smart.
Yeah.
The girl's smart.
I mean, she just needs to understand that Republicans and Democrats all buy Nikes. That's what Michael Jordan said. So he just kind of stayed away from that.
Well, and the problem, it's hard because you get to that point where you people are telling you, if you say it, everybody will.
No, right, I know.
And so now you feel responsible that you have to tell people whatever it is you think you have to tell them.
You will lose roughly half your audience, right?
I mean,
right.
Yeah.
So she's unbelievable, and I don't know her from Adam, but she is.
You could call it the Budweiser syndrome.
Probably. Yeah, right. So. She is, in fact... and Travis Kelce, apparently Aaron Andrews, the broadcaster, texted Taylor Swift and said, you've got to go on a date with this guy.
Mm.
It was Aaron Andrews.
I see.
Who apparently made the initial. And then they played at Kansas City and Travis Kelce tried to say hi to her and it couldn't get near her.
I gotta tell you, Andy Reid's all for it because he's killing it right now.
Mm-hmm. He said at the podium, Taylor Swift could stay around as long as you
want.
He does a State Farm commercial with the Nuggets. That's funny.
That's right.
Andy Reid's pretty good. And I don't know if you saw the Netflix with the quarterbacks.
No, I didn't.
You would really like that. It's behind the scenes with Kirk Cousins, who you just can't not.
The new greatest quarterback who ever lived. Did you see the game last
Unbelievable.
Night? Unbelievable.
Gee, he was.
Especially
he was,
I had San Francisco in my pool.
They had Mariotti, Patrick Mahomes, and Kirk Cousins. They followed him around all year, and it was fantastic. And Patrick Mahomes, after seeing that, I'm going, you might beat him, but you're not going to beat him very much. And the guy was hurt. Remember last year?
Yeah, I can't believe he was able to do that.
He just wouldn't go out. Mm-hmm. He just wouldn't go out, and he told Andy Reid, no way. I can't repeat what he said, but it was very adamant. All right, going to break. Come right back. We'll give you the very latest what I got on Israel and all that there is there. There's just factors here that can make you worry a little bit. But we'll get into that coming up in moments. Jay Layman was on last night, always entertaining. Mm-hmm. If you want to podcast that, steviejay.com, you can hear what Jay had to say about the ball game. And
Jay knows what he's talking about, too. No, All-American.
He does this recap on Saturday night in Chicago now. Does the Big Ten Network. And, boy, he's good. They wanted more energy in the studio. They got it.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. No question. All right, we're right back.
Stevie J Broadcasting is proud to be a part of the Disability Resource Expo coming to Marketplace Mall from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, October 28th. Up to 100 exhibitors will share information and answer questions regarding resources available to enhance the lives of people with disabilities and seek advice in reaching out for answers. The expo is free and open to the public. Visit DisabilityResourceExpo.org.
Jay Layman here, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you like steak? Do you like red meat? Well, if you do, you got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. They had phenomenal steaks, sides, salads. I love the onion rings and the fried mushrooms as well as the fried pickles. You've got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. That's right. Make the trip to Gifford for some of the best steaks you'll have. Kids love it too. I brought my whole family. I'll see you at Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audubel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audubel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Republicans get together again this morning to vote for a House Speaker nominee. Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill.
It will be the fourth time House Republicans will vote behind closed doors on a Speaker nominee. With a crowded field of eight candidates vying for the job, the big question is, can any of them get the 217 votes needed to become Speaker?
Kevin McCarthy was voted out as Speaker 3 weeks ago. Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan didn't have the votes to be elected on the House floor. Hamas terrorists in Gaza released two more of their more than 200 hostages taken from Israel, two elderly women.
The Israeli military says it hit more than 400 targets in the Gaza Strip, killing three deputy commanders of Hamas. It comes as the U.S. advises Israel to delay a ground offensive to give Washington more time to help free additional hostages.
Fox's Lauren Green, one of the released hostages, says she was led through tunnels that look like a spider web. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. State leaders working to make Illinois roads safer. The effort comes nearly a month after a crash along I-40 in Teutopolis. It left five dead. Officials calling for updated GPS detour information to coincide with active construction detours. There's a bill sponsored by state reps that would require Google and Apple Maps to have someone available around the clock to update maps. Illinois Law Enforcement Alarm System Training Center in Urbana getting a multi-million dollar upgrade. The Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity granting the ILEAS $3 million. The money goes towards building renovations to maximize the available space for public safety training. The project expected to be done by next summer. Fighting Illini sitting at 3-5 after a total collapse in Saturday's game against the Badgers. Illini in the driver's seat heading into the fourth period up 21-7. The Illini gave up 18 points to the Badgers on the fourth. They lost 25-21. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Let's check your weather with our meteorologist, Greg Sollier, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
They remind you the turkey trot will be on Thanksgiving morning, and that's the 56th annual event. Check in at 8 a.m., the walk and run at 9 a.m. They've also got the work it circuit kicking in. Lots of great ideas for the fall. UrbanaParks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Memphis. Saturday and a windy, warmer day expected to build across the area with a partly cloudy sky. High temperatures will run some 15 degrees above average at 77, even some 80 degree warmth just south of the county. South wind on the increase throughout the day, 15 to 25 and gusty. Mild tonight, lows near 60, and a threat for a couple of showers well after midnight. For the day tomorrow, breezy, mild, variably cloudy, some showers in the morning, lesser chance tomorrow afternoon. South wind and high up to 73, down to the lower 60. And a stray shower early tomorrow night. Windy, mild for the day on Thursday with high temperatures up to about 76 and a shower thunderstorm around both morning, more so in the afternoon on Thursday. Widespread rains on Friday up to 78 to 80 for the high. Much cooler on Saturday, 64. Some shower activity, more rain Sunday. Highs near 63 with 50s on Monday. Mid to upper 40s for high temperatures Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Be ready for the big change here into a November feel next week. Yeah. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sollier.
Yeah, we're talking about a week from Is it Halloween? Maybe the 31st. The high is 44.
Okay.
The high is 44.
What day is Halloween?
It's on a Tuesday, Wednesday. A week from today.
A week
it's
from today.
Tuesday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay. I got to get candy.
Well,
yeah. You're going to be here in Philo giving candy.
No, I'm going trick or treating, man.
Oh,
come on.
There you go. Why not?
Why not?
Do you have a costume?
He goes as all. Was it all courier land, all area wide receiver, Unity High School?
Ah.
Whose record held for like 20 or 30 years.
I'm going to maybe get that old uniform on.
Do you have a rocket jersey to go along with that? That was my next question.
Do you have your rocket jersey? I don't know if you still have any.
I don't think
number,
so.
He wore number 82.
Because of those cooler conditions, though, people are looking at things like the Marketplace Mall is having an event between 5 and 8 tomorrow.
Hey, when we were young, we had snow and walking barefoot backwards in the wind. Come on, man.
Right.
Just go outside.
But they like to get a little more mileage out of those costumes these days, Stevie.
What's
in Tolona, we've got a fall fun fest from 4 to 6 with a trunk or treat on Saturday and fireworks around 6:15. Saturday night.
Trunk or treats are at churches are real popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we've got a safe great one down there.
Parking lot.
Yeah.
Safe and all these
good
other
idea.
Things. But is there any better candy? And you can text this if you'd like. 217-359-2255. Is there anybody better candy than banana Laffy Taffy?
I mean,
it's the best. It's not
anything
even close.
Chocolate beats.
No.
Anything
it'd be Laffy Taffy, and then behind that, I can take a second place chocolate thing, but banana Laffy Taffy. Why do they make the strawberry and the lime? Why do they even bother?
Banana's good. I think I'm going with Starbursts on that.
Starburst or your Starburst.
Yeah. We like this along the line.
Chewy
of the
candy.
Yeah.
Like. All right, so there you go.
A lot of people like the peanut buttery stuff, the Reese's.
Well,
and
I love Reese's Cups.
That's usually way high on the list.
That's a high. That you don't usually get that kind of a treat.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's a high dollar treat.
But when you have a lot of candy, and because Riley and Christian did Trunk or Treat on Sunday, so they have a zillion pieces. We just walk by and grab one. It's bad.
No, it's there.
And we
it's
got a
tough.
Bunch at a recent parade, so I'm just using that
boom.
Sack.
It's re-gifting. Diana's re-gifting at her house.
Sorry, I just can't buy all that stuff.
After you voted for Joe Biden, candy's $20 a bag.
Yeah, well,
it's bad. Man. But I like going to Flesher's Candy Kitchen in Tuscola. I did
that's great.
Weekend, and I got those pumpkin spice taffies there. Did you have one of those, Stevie?
Well, your sea...
No. Mm. Yeah, I think I have had. You gave me one.
Yeah.
Your sea
delicious.
Salt Fannie Mae caramels.
Ooh, those are good.
Those are good.
Poppy wants to go to Fannie Mae, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And make their little trip.
Well,
there.
She got sugar-free.
Okay.
So she gets sugar-free.
Awesome.
And I can...
It's pretty good.
I can really not tell the difference. Okay. I got it.
Well, 1967 ice storm. We stayed at Lincoln Square, and I went to McBride's, and for, I think, a nickel, I got those big old, the kind of taffy you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
Right, but played on the Whale, and McBride's was right across from the Whale.
Okay, so
like
that's
a penny.
What,
that was like a penny.
A penny.
That's
right.
What started the taffy thing for you?
Pretty
was
much.
Way back?
Yep.
And like the worst candies, people say, like Bit of Honey.
Ooh, I love Bit of Honey.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh,
but you
gotta
be
man.
Careful with your teeth on that.
I know. That can cause some dental work.
They don't rip your fillings out. They rip your teeth out.
Exactly.
You
got to
be careful. Bit of Honey is very dangerous.
Yeah, no, it's there
sticky.
All day, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, right. That's right. All right. ESPN 93.5, it is 7:37. That's Brother Johnny. There's Diane. I'm
Good
Stevie
morning.
J. And our situation in Israel, it looks like they're still waiting for the ground. The USA is pushing for them to wait, try and get more civilians out, when in fact Hamas doesn't want the Palestinians to leave because they could use them as a shield. And the bombing continues to soften it as they move into Gaza and the West Bank. For kind of reference, Israel is the size of New Hampshire, if you want to look at a map, and Gaza and the West Bank the size of Delaware. So it's pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frankly, when you have Jordan, you have Egypt, none of the Arabs want the Palestinians.
Well, there's two. No, okay.
They don't want it. They don't want them to stay forever because they know they probably would, and they don't want them
in there. The only country that's going to take 2 million people who really may not have anything to offer is the United States, and they can't get them over here. And if they, I don't think we'll offer that. But seriously, where they go, and the problem.
But can't they go into the Egypt desert for a while and just have a nomadic kind of a? Because it's not going to bother anybody in the desert, right?
They probably wouldn't vote for that either. But I got to tell you. There's no way to get rid of Hamas, because if you get rid of the active Hamas people, their families will be Hamas. It's yeah. not doable. You gotta. I don't know how you solve.
I saw some Palestinian children. I mean, they were 6 years old talking about killing the Jews.
Yeah.
So if you're indoctrinated from a very young age that they are the devil and you're supposed to rise up and kill them, one young man was probably 11. He said, "I want to be a suicide bomber."
Well, and that is in more intensified, just like the Israelis with what the Palestinians did. Now it's more intensified on the rebound with the retaliation. So it just grows. It doesn't go away.
How does it ever end?
It doesn't.
Well, that's why I said, God, the change in a man's heart. That's it.
No, I like Bill Melberg's when he was imitating Reagan, and he goes, "Why can't the Palestinians on the one hand and the Jews on the other come together like good Christians and live in peace?" Right. And the thing is, they're not Christian.
They're not Christian.
They don't have that.
That's right.
Yeah. Essentially, this is unsolvable by man.
Yeah. I'm afraid.
We're talking about Isaac and Ishmael. I mean, we're going back 4,000 years.
That's actually correct.
Okay. Because Isaac was the Abraham side, and he and Sarah, and then Ishmael was Hagar's son, but made of Sarah, who said to Abraham, "I can't bear a child to you." So that was the beginning of Islam.
I see.
It comes from Islam, and then Isaac led to the Christianity. So anyway, it's a long tree, big tree. And it's again, we've been dealing with this. So you saw Benjamin Netanyahu video on explaining like Israel. That was the promised land, correct? That was when God took them out of Egypt. Moses led them to the promised land. So that was Israel.
And that's the only nation that's ever been there. The Romans named the region Palestine, and the Palestinians were kind of nomadic on it. And then that's where after World War II, after the Nazis finally convinced the world, the Jews have to have their nation back. And we helped with England and the Allies create in 1948, establish.
Were the Palestinians around there?
They were there. And so that's the whole thing.
So that was, they say that's our land.
Sure.
But originally, whose land?
It was the Philistines.
That was Goliath.
Remember,
as in David and
now
Goliath.
Now you got to go back to Jericho, and Joshua fit the battle of Jericho.
Yeah,
because God gave him the land, and he had something to do with God.
The walls came tumbling down.
Yeah.
But that was where God gave them the land, and so they stayed there for however long, and then they've got lost it a couple times, I think. So
Israel.
The Jews were run out.
So if they say that's mine, and they say no, it's not. How do you? There's not enough land mass, right?
I don't know how you get rid of Hamas. I don't know how you do it when there's 2 million people. You're not going to kill 2 million people.
Plus, they're in jeans and a T-shirt. How do you know who's who?
Right.
Well, they're all kind of thinking the same as far as the Jews go.
But who decides you don't have a right to exist? What the heck is that? You don't have a right to what? How do you decide that? I mean, that's nuts. They've been saying that for a number of decades. Did Iran start that, or has that been around a long time? Anyway.
I don't know.
It's a mess.
There hasn't been peace because of that, because there's no way to reconcile you shouldn't live, because you're not going to agree to that.
What the heck?
And Iran is the key to the whole thing. Both Hezbollah and Hamas, they're supported by Iran.
Well,
and by the way, Iran has gotten a lot of money from us.
Yeah.
So you can go back and start self-criticizing a little there, because what are we doing giving them money?
Yep.
And
well, we allowed them to sell their oil.
We're trying to bring them into civilization, but there's a point at which you just got to say, stop it.
Aren't most everybody in Iran very Western? They have phones, they do all that, but they're led by some extremists.
There's a lot of people that are Western. There's a lot that aren't.
Okay.
So, but it's quite a world we live in, Steve. Everybody has their own opinion.
What about this latest benefit package? $105 billion.
You know, and so much of that does go to sponsor the terrorists, and so.
Well, that was the humanitarians. That was $100 million. Billions go to Ukraine.
There was a $6 billion that was shut down.
Hostages.
Yes, and we actually froze that.
I hope.
I don't. Well, they're thinking they may have frozen.
Qatar is holding the money, I think.
Yeah. So we'll.
I mean, it is absolutely. You're talking about going into downtown Chicago door to door in those tall buildings.
Yeah.
What do you do with that? They're all booby-trapped. And Okay.
This was an interesting Catechetarian brother chat.
We have no solutions except God. And I'm serious. And that's the only chance you got is divine intervention on something like this. That's it.
Well, I think that's where it's going to go, Steve. Yeah, you can check the last book of the Bible. We have a hard time understanding all of that. But it's interesting how it has evolved to where if you read Revelation and all through the Bible, you could see, it's kind of like what's happening.
But people have been around a while, and what are the odds that you're there at the end? If you think about a human being born in the time that... And it could actually end. It actually could. We have enough weapons. Anyway, well, hey, happy Tuesday.
The odds are pretty slim. I say happy. Well, the odds are slim, but yeah.
Slim, but, I mean, you're at a time when, you know, all this in the last...
Well, you can...
All the technology compounded since the 1890s and all the Industrial Revolution
stuff,
right?
It's actually been only the last 5 or 10 years where it struck me that... The technology is spinning out of control. Yeah. We are not going to be able to manage what people are going to be able to do. And Lex Luthor or somebody like that gets it, and we're toast.
AI and all of that. Mm-hmm.
And then just the weapons to kill a lot of people.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
And it's just amazing.
Okay, so we're going to go right to sports. Sports headlines.
I'm ready.
Because it's awesome, and it's 7:45, Diane.
Well, we had Texas over Houston, 11-4.
Lost. I'm
that's
just
right. The Rangers are in it.
Oh, that's great.
Game seven.
Philly doing?
Philly game seven tonight,
that's
hosting Arizona. Here's Arizona one.
Arizona beat
game
Philadelphia.
And
Rangers have gone to the World Series.
The Cardinals beat them, and that come from behind with David Freese in 2011.
Oh, that was the Rangers? And how about Arizona?
Arizona won in 2001 with Jerry Colangelo, that's Illini right. graduate, okay. as the owner.
All right.
Uh-huh. But the Phillies are hot, and they're good. But listen.
Series is tied.
Diamondbacks
actually Philadelphia hasn't won it for a while.
It's a number of years, not too long.
Okay,
they were in the World Series last year, but Houston. Ugh. I mean, Johnny, all that garbage can banging and all the cheating that Houston did, and the players got zero penalty for all
right.
that. Unbelievable.
Well, be careful, Stevie. I'm an old Houston man myself.
Yeah, that's true. You went to a lot of games.
I went to one World Series game.
What, Minute Maid Park, was it?
Something I'll never forget. We were there, and they were playing the White Sox. And they got swept by the White Sox. Mm-hmm. And this guy comes out between the innings, and he's got a little Nerf ball that the kids throw into a basket that flips down from his cap.
Okay.
And the kids would throw, and everybody's all excited, and the families are watching, and the guy will throw it back for another guy to have a shot,
okay.
and the Nerf ball goes, just to, while they're changing innings.
Uh-huh.
And he accidentally throws it to a White Sox guy.
Uh-oh.
And everybody's, and he was the classic White Sox guy, his shirt tail out, this, and had a beer in his hand.
Yeah.
And he's like this. He aims real close, like he's going to make this back, and he throws it out on the field.
Oh.
And the kids are covering their eyes.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
That.
A little
he throws
salty.
Their ball out on
some,
the field.
Some of those big.
And they were winning 3-0 and swept the series.
Ouch.
That they did come up and throw him out of the stadium.
Okay.
And everybody around him goes, you. There was like 200 witnesses.
I mean,
that's hilarious.
All right.
Minnesota Vikings over the San Francisco 49ers. I think you were rooting for the 49ers yesterday.
Well, I tell you what, I didn't care. I just picked the 49ers in the pool. And I actually started saying, man, this way Cousins is playing, you got to pull for him.
Mm-hmm.
Good heavens.
Mm-hmm.
That was close. What was the final of that?
22-17. So,
49ers are good. Man.
And we've got Coach Mike Small, who signed an extension through 2029.
Boy,
I think his answer was, I'm glad people still want me.
Yeah.
I'd have made it 39, but whatever.
So on Monday, our U of I golfers will be at Cypress Point Classic in Pebble Beach. So they'll continue to play in the fall here. Giannis Antetokounmpo... Don't ask me to say that.
The Milwaukee Bucks
also signed a 3-year, $186 million contract extension. And the season will start on Thursday for the Bucks against the Philadelphia 76ers. So we've got that. We've got the Blackhawks in action against Boston, St. Louis Blues, and Winnipeg tonight, too.
And don't expect to find Brett Bielema anywhere around here for a while because he's recruiting.
Okay.
He's off. Illinois is off Saturday, so we got to.
I tell you, Illinois, Maryland, and Wisconsin looked really good. Really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so much better than Kansas.
I thought.
And so
and Purdue.
And even Toledo, the defense had trouble, but man, they're coming together. And we're gonna have probably more consistency as far as other teams recruiting our players and coaches.
Yeah.
So there's a silver lining next year.
Well, you know, if you go to this is the last year Big Ten has a conference. It's gonna be one blob of 18 teams, mm-hmm. and you'll be ninth and probably be a bowl game.
I wonder how you
18
schedule
teams.
That. Who are we going to
I don't
get?
Know. We got UCLA next year for
okay,
sure.
We
so,
got
is it UCLA them. Or USC? I think it's UCLA. All right. We will check our weather. Then we got Dr. Todd.
Yes. Ask the vet if you have a question. 359-2255.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana this Saturday. Enjoy these mild days. Big changes ahead temperature-wise over the weekend, more so into next weekend. And the transition, no shortage of rainfall across the area incrementally over the next couple of days and pretty widespread at some point late this weekend into the weekend, too. Turning windy and warmer with a partly cloudy day. Afternoon temperatures to about 77 degrees, even in 80 south of Champaign. South wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Tonight, milder with a cloudy sky moving. Again, in a shower or two well after midnight, low down near 60. Tomorrow, breezy and mild, variably cloudy skies. Some shower activity in the morning and a lesser chance tomorrow afternoon. Highs up to 73 and a gusty south wind. Windy, mild again for the day on Thursday. Some shower and thunderstorm activity morning and more so for the afternoon up to 76. 78 to 80 on Friday with showers and thunderstorms early and late. Cooler and colder for the weekend. High temperatures in the 60s with showers only in the upper 40s and lower 50s Monday, Tuesday next week. For Steve VG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Ready for some much-needed pampering and girl time? Merle Norman is just the place. Join in on the fun and frolicking on Witch's Day Out, Friday, October 27th, starting at 11, at Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio. We're talking door prizes, a spinning wheel with prizes and treats. Gather your friends and jump on your broom for a day of fun. Learn what works for your skin and rock some hot new looks. It's the fun Witch's Day Out at Merle Norman, Friday, October 27th, starting at 11.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Well, it's our friend, Dr. Todd. Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. I don't hear the boofer barking, so what's going on?
Oh, he's still on, he's still off duty. We're still at home this morning.
Okay.
So,
well, you got, you got 20 dogs, right? None of them are barking. 20 golden, I'm telling white
you,
goldens.
None of them want to go on the radio. They're all shy. You know, I can,
yeah.
I'm going here.
If I come over, a herd will jump on me. It'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right. For sure, they just miss you.
Yeah.
They're all just kind of laying around staring at me at the moment, it looks like.
Dr. Todd Likens, the first man in Illinois to breed the white golden like we had with Bella and Charlie.
It's a pretty dog.
Oh,
Todd,
my.
When it
yeah,
comes
I'll,
to
I'll keep that title.
When it comes to our furry friends, you probably treat mostly dogs, but there are other animals, too, that are pets in Central Illinois, right?
Oh, there are, and I treat dogs and cats and dogs. So I say I treat four different types. I'm just not an expert. Birds and snakes and spiders and all that stuff. So, but yeah, I do. I'm seeing more and more cats these days. It's kind of interesting. For a while there, I was kind of, where did all the cats go? But now I'm seeing a lot more kitties, and we're having the urinary problems in them. I got one coming in this morning where they get the urinary blockage, and about the only thing we can do with that is the quality of the food is a big one. So make sure the cheap foods sometimes are not right. Your food should say add guidelines for the urinary problem.
Okay.
So that wouldn't help your kitties.
Okay.
Number one reason people get rid of kitties is because they don't urinate in the litter box. And the crystals and things that can form can be a big problem in that.
Well, I found that cat urine is rather pungent. It's just really.
I can tell when I've got an unneutered male in the clinic as soon as I walk through the door.
Well, but I got a question: are cats smarter than dogs? Because they can take care of themselves. But it seems like dogs are smarter. But I don't. Yeah, I think the dog has to be smarter. But I like the cat independence.
Yeah, they're kind of interesting. They're different types of intelligence, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
And, you know, cats are, they're very manipulative. They can make you do what they want.
That's true.
It's what they say, dogs come when called, cats have you take a message. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like that attitude thing.
Exactly.
But, I mean, people that swear by cats love cats, and people that are dogs, I mean, I'm a dog guy probably. I love cats too, but I really like dogs, so.
Yeah, one of my favorite stories is telling people how to diet their cat by cutting their food back a little bit. I said, but you always got to make the food meal heavier at night, because nothing like a cat playing on your dresser, moving coins and things around until you're awake. And say, oh, you're awake, let's go eat.
Right. Well, Lady and the Tramp summed it up with the Siamese. We are Siamese if you please.
Uh-huh. We are Siamese if you don't please.
Right.
For sure.
All right. Anything else you're seeing on the streets out there in the world of veterinarians there, Todd?
Well, everything, a lot of the bad stuff has settled down. You know, the parvo, I'm not here seeing as much parvo in the doggies, or the same type of disease in the kitties, so that's all good. Fleas are, we're in the home stretch now. I'm only selling 1 month pills now, if you go to southern Illinois or further south, you'll need year round protection.
Okay.
And, you know, it's kind of a fall allergy season, what I'm seeing. Lots and over again. My dog's itching, and, you know, they got raw spots. That's what I'm seeing a lot of right now.
Well, you sent all your puppies home, and there were like, how many, 10, 15 of them?
Except for the two that are still here, Opal and Pearl.
Opal and Pearl. And you're probably you're part of the family now, right?
Oh, yeah. They're part of the pack. they were planned keeps. So Opal and Pearl, we may have one more round in 2 or 3 years, possibly. So, but that'll be just for family more than anything.
You're kind of hanging low. So what happens to the herd? We'll have a Dalmatian plantation from the great movie, 101 Dalmatians. What happens to all your doggies?
Well, I don't know. They're staying right here. They're in, they're thinking this retirement's pretty good, sleeping in like this. And you know, last night they kept us awake. The coyotes were around last night, so they were out talking with the coyotes.
Wow. You don't want to mess with the coyotes.
Crazy.
Okay, Todd, how can people reach you?
Well, Ms. Taylor's on the text line, and she's already called me three or four times before we even opened. And she's at 217-355-5051.
People look at you and say, I've heard your voice, man. Mm-hmm. I've heard your voice.
And Miss Gina's coming in to do cat shaves today, so it's a big day today.
Big day.
So,
all right, my friend.
Everything's going good at the house.
Appreciate you. Talk soon.
All right, see ya.
Thank you. Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro veterinarian, Madison Kirby in Champaign, 355-5051. Luke Goody will be in our house, our studio.
Yeah.
Later today.
In-house.
If why is it that I did it to Kofi too? When I see a big guy, I did it to Desmond Bryant.
Yeah,
I block him out like a rebounder.
That's right.
What is
that's
up
instinct?
With me? Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, I did that to Kofi.
And he says I could post you
totally.
Up. And yeah.
Totally,
you know, Kofi's like 3 feet higher.
No, but he doesn't have the quickness.
He's like, what?
So I think I backed into Kofi. And it was on his knees. It was low. It was pretty low.
I think Kofi just like flicked a flea off of his shoulder when you said that sort of thing.
Well, Daniel Descalzo won a World Series ring for the St. Louis Cardinals. He came to town for a caravan, and I had a picture with him, and I said something silly, like, because he was about my size, but he was a little thicker.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, I could probably post you up.
Yeah.
And he went, not really. I said, you trash talking me here, fella?
Like, why are you doing
a little
that
wiffle ball with me here, fella? Wanna play? You and me? Let's go. Anyway, no, I don't know. But anyway, Luke will be here. I could try and post him up, but he's like 6'7", 6'8". He's pretty tall. And I'm telling you, the guy can shoot it. I think he let off his exhibition game the other night with 3 threes.
Mm-hmm.
So good stuff. Anyway, and optimism abounds. And you know what? Hear me say, you know, I came out in August and said, all I want, everybody's talking about Illinois winning 8 or 10 and doing all. I said, I just want to go to 6 because then I can go to a bowl game, and I need a bowl game to get 15 more practices and keep that thing going, because nobody has ever been able to sustain bowl games every year.
Yeah.
Just go to Sugar Bowl, nothing. Rose Bowl, nothing.
I think we're looking at 3 out of 4 wins, huh?
Well, and you go to Minnesota, they're going to be favored. But then you're going to be favored against Indiana Northwestern at home.
I'll tell you what, we're good enough to win all those games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So. Do you realize that had we beaten Wisconsin, and I know this is far-fetched, but had you beaten Wisconsin, you win the next four, you play for the Big Ten championship.
That's right.
You play for the because we Iowa lost to Minnesota.
Won the West.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
That's and to lose it the way we, okay, I'm over it.
You know when you're playing good and there's good sure teams, it always comes down to one or two plays.
Yep.
And some of them are just out of your control. I think the one game we could say lost the game was very technically maybe. Maybe a rough in the passer. Yeah. Certainly no ejection on that.
Yeah.
And that lost the game. So,
Brother Johnny, okay, we'll talk to you maybe tomorrow.
All right, yeah. Steve.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Back in a moment. Talking Frasca next. Stand by. News coming up.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community.